12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
So the Eastern Cape Premier, Lebobalo Mabuyane, presented his State of the Province address this morning in the Eastern Cape Legislature. Joining me on the line from Bisho is Speaker Helen Sauls-August. Good afternoon, Helen. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good afternoon, Casey, and good afternoon to all the listeners of Radio Algoa.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM. In summary, what are some of the key talking points the Premier touched on in his State of the Province address?
Well, I think one of the priorities that the Premier has touched on would be the economic stimulus, focusing primarily on the agricultural sector, the huge investments that this year will go to upscale the harvesting, and especially looking at other projects and just turning it out for the province, issues to do also with the water challenges that is being faced within the provinces, and making commitments that certain of those issues will be addressed during this financial year.
Obviously, one of the sore points within the country as a whole is jobs. The Premier highlighted that the province's economic turnaround focuses on massive infrastructure build projects identified by government. What does some of these projects entail, Helen?
Well, some of the projects is also in collaboration with national government, where offices will be opened, and others that have been committed to those offices. From the National Department of Home Affairs will be built in certain of the areas. We are also looking at the station plants. We are looking at the extension of the current, some of the road works and the maintenance of certain of these roads. Specifically, if you're looking at the Sarah Bartman district municipality, linking it also up with the Amatole district municipality. So those are certain of the major infrastructural projects. And then the investment in the IDZ, Orange Juice Factory that he spoke about, those are certain of the undertakings, as well as the private sector coming in, business people coming in also to lend a hand to open up job opportunities within the province.
I see the cannabis plant remains on provincial government's radar for economic growth and job creation. What is this all about?
Well, I think it's in the right direction. If you're looking at across the world, where people are moving in other provinces, they have also jumped onto the space. Remember, Premier Mabuyane was one of the first premiers, basically, last year, already the year before, that got into the space and made a commitment that the province will do everything in its power to ensure that the environment is conducive to have partnerships in this regard. And the Department of Agriculture has just stepped in. And I'm sure when we hear the policy and the budget speech of MEC Meth, she will unpack certain of those specifics, because already he has made a commitment of three additional areas where they would want the cannabis, the hemp, actually, it's not cannabis, the hemp to be grown. Yes, the hemp to be grown. So he has just touched on those issues, but during the policy and budget speeches of the MECs, they will go into detail in certain of these aspects. I think one of the issues also that I left out was just the effect also that the National Department of Education, also the TVET colleges that will also be extended and built up. So there's three additional TVET colleges that is also coming, and that is it's a good expression of rekindling the skilled growth in the Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the direction for us, obviously, to go into.
We have to think out of the box. Before I let you go, Speaker, the rollout, the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, how's it going? Is all systems go? Is it on track?
Well, in terms of the Premier's commitment, everything is on track. Thus far, they've not encountered any major setbacks or major challenges. And I think what is wonderful is that thus far there's been an embrace by the frontline workers to receive the COVID vaccine. And I think also of noteworthy is that we've had no adverse effects that have been seen thus far. So it's an embrace of, and everybody is welcoming it. I think there's now more people that is becoming interested in it. It's always, we first want to see what others are doing. And I think the frontline workers, specifically at the Nelson Mandela Academic and at Livingston, which have just taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, I think all eyes are on them. And then obviously now making sure that it is rolled out at a bigger place to the other primary sites, so that all health workers and frontline workers can obviously receive it.
Helen Souls, August, Speaker of the Eastern Cape Legislature, thank you so much for sharing some insight with regards to this morning's State of the Province address, and all of the best with the rollout plan going forward. Thank you so much for joining me on the lunch show this afternoon.
Thank you so much. God bless you.